A lot of Lego in here this morning. Would it blow your mind if I said this was maybe a quarter of it? No. Someone did suggest we have an auction this morning. No. Here's what I've decided. If I can use my hobby in a sermon illustration. It's a tax write-off. No. If I can use my hobby in a sermon, I can justify it for at least 5 more years, right? If I find a way. But I was thinking this week, and it's appropriate that, you know, we've finished with this song, Build My Life. Build My Life. Lego is one of my hobbies. It's a pretty big one, if I'm honest. It's one that has had to take a little bit of a back seat because cheese is expensive. Right? And the only thing perhaps I like more than Lego is dairy. And so, you know, we've put some things on hold. We've sacrificed. We've exercised a little bit of self-control. But this is, I wasn't always saved. This was before God grew the fruit of self-control in my life. And the problem with Lego is that they just keep releasing more of it. And someone gives you something, like, you know, over here, this is my space collection. I think the first one I got was this one. But then Lego released 5 more space sets. And I couldn't not have the set. Because that would annoy me. And then I got into, you know, I think my first ones were Star Wars. This is all Emma's fault. This is all Emma's fault. Emma and I have been married for maybe 2 years, and she bought me 2 Lego cars for my birthday 1 year. By that afternoon, I owned 2 Lego cars and 3 Star Wars Lego sets. So I think, really, if we can all agree that this is anybody's fault, we could agree that it's Emma's. No? Okay. I tried. The first step to overcoming a problem is admitting you have a problem. Are we there yet? I could quit anytime I want. I just don't want. But so what I've been doing, my other hobby, if I'm not doing this, I sort Lego. Any super organized people up in here? Because if you, it used to be, you got children now, right? That goes out the window. So here's the thing. Like if you know those little single Lego studs? All of mine are in little round makeup things, color-coded by shade, whether they've got a hole in the middle of them or not. Oh, it's bad. But it keeps me busy from buying new Lego, sorting the old Lego. At the moment, I'm disassembling a whole bunch and I'm putting them into individual boxes, doing a stock take on all the pieces to make sure they're all there. And I got thinking while I was doing that, about all these little boxes that I've got that are full of little sets, right? I've got all these little, like, they're just like those Sistema, you know, we used to use them as lunch boxes, but now kids have, like, those bento lunch boxes. We just used to have a Sistema click-clack container. You know what I'm talking about? You buy them from the warehouse, like, $3. And so each one of those has a Lego set in it. Because I don't know how, like, I don't know if you've seen Ruben's Lego, but it's all in a big box. I can't handle that. Like, mine need to be in their little individual, because then I know that's where the set is. I have more than one problem. Yeah, good. I'm glad we all know. But as I was putting these pieces, and I was counting them up, and I was looking at them, and, you know, some of them at the end, you look at them, and some of them you can tell what they are just by looking at the colours. Some of them you have no idea. And I started to think about all the sets that I have, and all these little sets that make something but don't make something else. And I asked my daughter, see, well, most of this is just the show this morning. This is actually my sermon illustration. It's a unicorn. This is Taya's. It's Taya's for now. And Taya got given this for her birthday. The reason she hasn't opened it yet is because she actually has 3 of them. Which she's like, I've already got that. And I'm like, yeah, but that's awesome. Because see, what you might have noticed on this box, if you've got really good eyesight, is this is a Lego Creator set. And the Lego Creator sets are known for being 3-in-1. This is a 3-in-1 Creator set. I've got a slightly bigger 3-in-1 Creator set. My 3-in-1 Creator set's a pirate ship. And it can make a pirate ship. It can make a treasure cove, like Skull Island kind of thing, with a skull and a crossbones and a cave. And it can make like a pirate hideout. It's a big old Viking kind of looking log cabin thing. And this one is a 3-in-1 set, and it can make a unicorn. It can make a seahorse. I think it's a duck. Okay, no, hang on. Oh, there we go. Look, maybe a peacock. It's got a little bit of glam going on in the tail. It's a little bit more glamorous than a duck. So you can make 3, but here's what's annoying about the 3-in-1 set. You can make 3, except you can't. You can only make 1 at a time. And so Taya's got 3 of these, which is awesome, because we can have all of them. But I only have 1 pirate ship. And every time I look at it and I go, I look at the instruction manuals and go, I really want to build the pirate cove, the pirate hideout. But if I build the pirate hideout, then I won't have the pirate ship. And if we're being fair, pirates probably spend more time in the ship than they do in the hideout. So having a pirate hideout's a bit of a waste of time if you don't have a pirate ship. And actually, but if they're in the pirate ship and I haven't got the Skull Island, there's no treasure to be found. And if there's no treasure to be found, why be in a ship in the first place? I've got more than one problem. I've got 3 problems in one. And so I started to think about all these different sets that I have in their boxes, and I started to think about these 3-in-1 sets, and I started to think about how it's a little bit like our life. And some of you are like, I don't see it. I'm going to get you there. This doesn't have a piece number on it. Anyway, this has probably got about, I would say, maybe 100 pieces in it, all up. It's sealed, it's never been opened before. And according to the box, there are at least 3 things that I can make with it. I can make a unicorn, I can make a seahorse, I can make a happy duck. I can't make them all at the same time. And here's what else I notice. Actually, if I took all the pieces in this box, no matter how hard I tried, I could never make the GT 1967 Mustang. It wouldn't happen. Like, I could take all the pieces in this box and I could try as hard as I like to make that GT 67 Mustang, which is one of my favorite sets, but I couldn't do it. Or I could take all the pieces that are in this set and I could try to make my favorite set, my crowning set, which is currently in a box because it's that special to me. I've disassembled it because my children kept breaking it. And so it's locked away until such time that I have a steel case or a glass case to seal it in. My ultimate collector's edition Star Wars Millennium Falcon, 7,500 pieces. The first time I built it, it took me 24 hours over the space of about a month. It's like my crowning piece, and it's fragile. It weighs 16 kgs, and I can't build it with these pieces. And I could take this, and so as I say, in this box, there's 3 different sets I could build, or I could be a little bit creative, and I could take these pieces, and I could build something else. But I started to think about the pieces that God has given me to build with. Remember, we just sang about, I will build my life. There's a couple of scriptures that we could look at this morning. I haven't put them on the screen. I'm going to paraphrase them, but I'm happy to give them to you. There's a story where Jesus says, the person who builds their life upon the rock, when the storms come and the rains come and the waves come, They will stand the test of time. They will endure. They will not be shaken. Paul later on says that what we build our life with will be measured. It'll be tested. So it's not just what we build our life on, it's what we build it out of. So every single one of us is building a life for ourselves. Right now, if you're a young person here for our formation service, you're building a life for yourself. You're building a life, whether that's your education, whether that's your social circle, whether that's your family dynamic, whatever it is, you are building a life for yourself. And there are pieces that we have in our box to build with. But I don't know about you. I can be pretty good at looking at my box and thinking about what I don't have. You ever done that? You ever looked at the pieces in your box and gone, look at that person over there. They've got all the pieces to build a space shuttle. I've got a happy duck. And I'm not a happy duck. And we spend all of our lives looking, going, the pieces in this box suck. The pieces in that box are way better. The pieces that they have are way better. Have you seen, like, they come from money. They've got like thousands of dollars. They're not even 20 yet. I don't have that. I'm nearly 33. I still don't have that. I know where it is. I know where it went. And we look at the pieces in our life and we look at the pieces in someone else's life and we go, I'm not interested. But actually, all the pieces, if I took all the pieces of this 1967 GT Ford turbocharged, supercharged Mustang, doors open, bonnet opens, back opens, it's got a nitrous oxide tank in the boot. I just wanted to show off my toys this morning, if I'm being honest. If I took all the pieces of that, all the pieces, I will never be able to make a happy duck. Never. And you know what? My daughter doesn't want a 1967 Ford GT Mustang. She wants a happy duck. And so if I spend all my life trying to make a Ford Mustang out of this, someone misses out on the happy duck. And if I spend all my life trying to make a happy duck out of this, someone misses out on a Mustang. And if I spend all my life trying to be rich and famous and popular and instead of being a good husband to my wife or my kids, my wife misses out on a husband. My kids miss out on a dad. But if I spend all my life trying to do, you know, are you following me? How often do we spend all our life trying to build something that we can't build with the pieces that we don't have? Instead of going, everything that God has given me is a gift. Everything that God has given me is so that I might, in fact, everything that my Creator has given me. Comparison's the thief of joy. But here's what else we sometimes do. We get the Creator set. God gives us the pieces that He gives us. Maybe you're really gifted in music. Or maybe you're a really gifted public speaker. Or maybe you've got a really kind and compassionate heart. Or maybe you're really good at building stuff. Maybe you're really good with numbers. Maybe you're really good at maps or all these sorts of things. And you go, you know, and someone says to you one day, you could be a pilot. You could be a doctor. You could be a builder. You could be a nurse. You could any of these sorts of things. And we get so overwhelmed. I got all these pieces and I don't know what to build. You know, like maybe a bit like me, with my pirate ship, you sit and you look at all the pieces and you go, do I want the pirate ship? Do I want the hideout? Do I want the treasure island? Do I want the pirate ship, the hideout, or treasure island? Pirate ship, treasure island, or the hideout? Treasure island? And the pieces just sit in the box. And nothing ever gets built. And my life that could have been something ends up being nothing. My life that could have been anything ends up being nothing. And see, I wonder how much time we sit staring at the box trying to ask this question, God, which one do you want me to be? God, which one do you want me to build? And we agonize. You know, I know, like sometimes you get this, God, what should I have for breakfast? Stop it. Stop it. See, you know, God, but if I build God, maybe God doesn't want me to be a happy duck. Maybe he wants me to be a unicorn. Maybe he wants me to be a seahorse. You following me? See, sometimes I think we get so caught up with what God wants us to build instead of what he's given us to build with. Sue and I had a conversation recently where someone had a word for her, I'm going to borrow it, where they'd said about God giving her the raw materials. See, sometimes we think God's going to give me that ministry, he's going to give me that job, he's going to give me a calling, he's going to give me a husband, he's going to give me a wife, and we spend that whole time looking for the one. For the one job, the one destiny. And if I and we get worried that if I miss my train, I might miss my destiny. I think God says, I've given you the raw materials. What do you want to build? What do you want to build? I would love you to build something that gives glory to the Creator. When I was young, one of the things that they learned pretty quickly about me and my family is that I couldn't build a Lego set without a set of instructions. My mum would give me that box. Anyone here got the box? Like the classic set? It's just got all the pieces in it. There's no instruction manuals. They go, what do you want to build? You go, I don't know what I want to build. I want someone to tell me what I'm supposed to build. I want God to open the heavens and say, build the ship. Build the island. And God goes, what do you want to build? And I think so one way we can lose ourselves is we can lose ourselves worrying about what we don't have instead of using what we do have. The other way is we can waste what we have building nothing while we're trying to work out what we're supposed to build instead of just, you know the wonderful thing about Lego? You know the wonderful thing about life? You can change. Hello? You can take... And all the woman wives of husbands just looked at them for a moment, right? You can change. You can take the pieces that... I've broken that box. You can take the pieces that you were given and you can rearrange them. It's never too late. There is no craggle. And if you've seen the Lego movie, you know what I'm talking about. There is no super glue in your Lego pieces that God has given to you. But we can spend our whole lives trying to copy someone else's build with pieces we don't have. We can spend lots of our time trying to build multiple lives at the same time. You ever tried to live multiple lives? You ever tried to have one life for your home, one life for your friends, one life for your workplace? You ever tried to be a unicorn at home and a happy duck in public? I'm talking very literally right now. The word of the Lord to you is stop trying to be a unicorn at home and a happy duck in public. We can try to build everything at the same time and end up with nothing. Or we can think that God only has one plan for our lives, that there's only one possibility and we can see everything as anxiety and stress. Or sometimes maybe, like me, we have our instruction book. Without our instruction book, we don't know what to do. Well, I've got good news. God gives you an instruction book. But he also gives you the Holy Spirit. So that you can learn how to build and be creative. So that you can learn the rules of how the pieces fit together. And then the creative God who made you creatively in order that you would create, he gives you his Holy Spirit so that you too can be creative. How good. How good that I don't have to worry anymore about whether I can build the infinity gauntlet with my happy duck. How good that I can celebrate that actually there is someone that my happy duck will bring joy to. #happy duck. You know, there's a story, Matthew 25. Where Jesus tells a story about the parable of the man and the talents, three men and the talents. And that story says that he gave one talent to one man, five talents to another and 10 talents to another. And then he goes away. A talent was a unit of gold, like it was money, right? It was valuable. And the master goes away and he comes back in years' time to say, what did you do with what I gave you? I wonder if we could look at this a different way. If we were to look at it through the eyes of Gen Z, if we were to look at it through the eyes of a millennial or whatever else there are in here for a moment, and we were to look at this Bible and say, there's a man who turns up and he gives 1,000 Lego pieces to one man. And he gives 5,000 Lego pieces to another man. And he gives 10,000 Lego pieces to another one. And he goes away. And he comes back and he says, what did you do with what I gave you? And the first man with 10,000 Lego pieces goes, I built this castle. Look at it. It's like, wow, it's amazing. And it's got like there's open. And if you push this lever, this happens. And it's just, it's incredible. And he goes, wow, that's amazing. Here's 10,000 more Lego pieces so that you can keep building. He goes to the next guy. He goes, what did you do with the 5,000 Lego pieces? He goes, I built a pirate ship, I built a ship's cove, and I built a pirate hideout. Lucky. And he goes, look, in this one, you know, the masts, the sails go up and down on the ship, and if you do this, the eyes of the skull light up, and if you do this, the treasure comes out on his tongue, and these things don't even happen with my ones. And he does all this, and he says, this is what I did with the 5,000 pieces you gave me. And the master says, well done, here's 5,000 more Lego pieces so you can keep building. And then he goes to the guy that he gave 1,000 Lego pieces. He says, what did you do with the 1,000 Lego pieces that I gave you? And the man goes, you know what? That guy built a castle. He had 10,000 pieces. I didn't have 10,000 pieces. I couldn't build a castle. That guy over there, he had 5,000 pieces. He built a ship, a cove, and a pirate hideout. I could build one, maybe. He said, like, look at what they were building. I had 1,000 measly pieces. I couldn't build anything with it. Do you know what I could build if I had 1,000 Lego pieces? You know what you could probably build if you had 1,000 Lego pieces? Do you know what happens? See, the whole story of this part is if you're faithful with the pieces that God has given you, he'll give you more pieces. But if you keep your pieces in the box and keep looking at the pieces that everybody else has, you will just have the same amount of pieces at the end, and it will look like a Lego construction of Alderaan after the Death Star. And there is a niche group of people here that get that joke. That planet is in pieces. See, maybe we need to take a minute this morning to ask ourselves some questions. What pieces has God given you? Not what pieces has the person next to you got. What pieces has God given you? Every circumstance that you have been through in your life is a unique collection of pieces. And those pieces, like, here's the thing with some of the pieces of, like, and this is what, like, I'm talking to the parents for just a moment. Here's what every parent knows about Lego. If you stand on it, or if you've ever stood on a piece of Lego, and you go, it's like this big. How can it cause so much pain? But I would submit that we can go through things in life that it's just one piece of our life, but if it catches us in the right way, it can cause pain. But if we allow ourselves to see it, yes, it's painful. Not something that God caused to happen to us, not something that God delights in, but if we see it as something that God could use to build something beautiful with, if we let him have it, you following me, church? You following me, young person? What pieces has God given you? I don't care whether they're rainbow happy duck pieces or if they're dark gray black pieces. You can build wonderful things with gray pieces if you know what you're doing. What pieces has God given you? And what could you build with what you have? And what might God give you if you started to build with what you already have, instead of constantly looking at someone else's life and someone else's success, someone else's whatever, and going, well, they're not like me. No, they're not. And there's a reason for that. Because if I sat up here this morning with an entire stage of Mandalorian Boba Fett helmets and every single piece up here was just this, you'd go, that's weird. That's a different problem. Why would you buy the same Lego set 1,000 times? Why would God make 1,000 people the same way? Each piece brings glory and beauty in its own way. And if you would just use the pieces that God has given you, I promise you will make something beautiful. When I was 7 years old, my favorite kids' book belonged, my auntie Saha, she had a little like treasure chest full of kids' books. It literally looked like a pirate chest. And the treasure that we read out of that box, the education, the imagination. But my favorite book in that box was a book called Dog House for Sale. I don't know if you've ever read the book Dog House for Sale. I can't find it anywhere now. But it's a story about a dog who wants to sell his dog house. I know. And his dog house is, it's a dog house. It's simple. It's got 4 sides with a horseshoe-shaped opening, and it's got a roof. And he puts a for sale sign up outside saying, dog house for sale. And it sees a couple of dogs come along, and they look at this house, and they go, you know, this house would be way easier to sell if you painted the roof. Like, look how old and dirty the roof is. And so the dog paints the roof of his house. And he puts a sign out, dog house for sale, freshly painted roof. And another couple come along and go, you know what, the dog house would be quite cool if you built an extra room on it. So the dog builds an extra room. Puts out a new sign, dog house for sale, freshly painted roof, new extension. Someone else comes along and says, you know, it'd look real good if there was, you know, like a swimming pool out the front. I forget what all the things were. There were about 4 or 5 different things, right? And so the dog gradually goes into this place where he's done this whole thing, and he puts out this new sign that says, you know what, dog house for sale, freshly painted roof, new extension, built-in swimming pool. It's got a pirate ship in it. There's a pirate cove around the back. There's a happy duck who just bobs around all day. And everybody comes and says, I want to buy your house. The dog looks at it and he goes, you know what? It's not for sale. I like my dog house and its freshly painted roof and its nice swimming pool with its happy duck and its whatever else it's got, all the bells and whistles. And so he takes down the sign and he goes inside and he goes to sleep. My favorite book. And the moral of the story is that instead of looking at what everybody else would like, if you focus on building what you have, you might just fall in love with who God created you to be. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you this morning for the pieces of Lego that you have put in my life, metaphorically. My wife does not thank you for the pieces that you have put in my life literally, but I thank you for the pieces that I have, that every day I get up with my perspectives, my experience, my gifts, my talents, my 1,000 pieces, that every day we get up with our 1,000, 5,000, or 10,000, however many bricks we have, whatever color they come in, whatever pain they've caused us, and Lord, we commit this morning to using them to build what we can. Lord, forgive us for the times that we have compared with others. Forgive us for the times that we have sat stuck, not knowing what to do, instead of just enjoying being created by you. Forgive us for the times that we have been selfish with our pieces or critical of our pieces. And Lord, through your Bible, the instruction book, and your Holy Spirit, would you help us to build something beautiful that adds to your collection and makes people say, wow, what a wonderful creator we have. Amen. Amen and amen.